unfortunately, last day of football until last day of football until.
Well, we got the
We still got football.
We got the
XFL.
Yeah,
Rock, XFL, Rock, the Rock, baby. Rock. Come on, we need the Rocking Pod. Everybody, we are back. Another Tranquilo back. Sports Talk episode post Super Bowl. We did terrible with our picks.
So bad. It's actually almost it's more impressive to get them all wrong.
I did see that tweet. It is pretty impressive to get them all wrong. But I will say this. The Brock Purdy shit fucking would have
That was brutal.
If it wasn't for that stupid kneel.
That was brutal.
My God.
And the thing is, you say, okay, whatever, we're going to overtime. We still have a chance.
And then he didn't run the ball once in OT.
It was tough.
It was tough. I still will stand by that pick.
It was still a good pick. I mean, it was still a good pick.
You want to know what was crazy, though? If I'm actually happy that it didn't end up happening, but there was a point that if Mahomes just rushed in a touchdown, which he almost did at the end of that game, that I would have hit like a $1,500 parlay. And if that would have gotten fucking taken back because of the Brock Purdy kneel, I would have died.
Oh, because it was over.
Man. Oh, it was over. He was brutal. At 13 yards. I was golden. And then if Mahomes would have actually rushed the ball in, I would have been like, okay, I hit it. And then all of a sudden, Purdy took that kneel and it would have screwed it for me. So I'm just happy.
That actually would have been way worse.
It would have been
that
way actually, worse.
That would have been way worse. But, see, for me, it was the Niners just royally cucked me in terms of like, I mean, I didn't end up losing that much, but I didn't win as much because I had the Niners straight.
Right.
And then I had the Niners as the last leg of my parlay to win like $700.
Just for them to win?
Just to win. They were my last leg. I had Man U plus 200 in there. I had the Cats to win a regulation night before plus 115. And then I had Niners money line.
Damn.
And, I hate the Chiefs. I really do. I hate them even more now. I hate that we have a dynasty in the AFC. It's capped off one of the worst seasons in football. Semi the best because it was so much fun because of the Finns and it was an awesome season. But it sucked because of how it ended. It sucked. Hate the Chiefs. I'm just sick. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them. And you know it's only one day. And unfortunately, last day of football until last day of football until.
Well, we got the
We still got football.
We got the
XFL.
Yeah,
Rock,
XFL, Rock, the Rock, baby. Rock. Come on.
We're going to get the Rock in the pod.
Before we continue, we forgot to do something that we said we were going to do that we didn't do in the beginning. Like, subscribe, and share the pod.
Please.
We're 3 minutes in. If you've made it this far, we appreciate you.
Please. And comment, too. Comments are great.
Comment, shares.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know what else you can do, but do that for us. Anything helps. Thank you. But
we did forget to do that.
Yeah, I said I was gonna do it.
You guys like, we gotta start doing this.
Yeah,
but
hey,
3 minutes in, people. 3 minutes, that's good. Yeah, so thank you. But XFL is our closest thing to football at this point.
Thank
so
for
thanks for the loyalty.
You know what's fun? We'll go to an XFL game,
dude. Where's the closest?
Orlando.
Orlando. Oh,
Orlando's
so
the closest one.
I'm so dumb. Speaking about Orlando, and I know we're kind of like all over the place right now. But,
you don't fuck the Super Bowl, right?
No, we'll get back to the Super Bowl. We will. Because we're going to talk about golf later, and you're speaking about Orlando right now.
Yeah.
We should host a golf tournament with the boys, like get 15 of us, maybe more. However many over. I'm sure we can get a fuck ton of people. But let's say 15 people of us, and we do like a four-ball scramble tournament, right? Yeah. We rent a dope ass house and we make it like a content freaking weekend of golf. Put together like a little scramble together and
I love it.
Winner. We can even do it for some money.
I love it.
We turn it into some content now going into golf season. I think that would be fucking ass concept.
This is how we come up with ideas, folks. You saw it live on air.
He said Orlando. It reminded me when I was
taking a bathroom break. Yeah.
That's where the idea
is. Yeah, it is. I love that idea, though, by the way.
Stay tuned for that.
That would be a blast. That'd just be like huge. big yeah, like a big tournament like that would be fun. So
a little vintage camera in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking sick.
Dude, Pooch might even be playing in that bad boy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Pooch is gonna be playing with a GoPro on his head. He's so he's filming content.
We're gonna, for that one, we're gonna have to probably bring another two guys. Yeah. So yeah. let's think about that. But I think that would be a hell of a time.
That'd be a good time.
But all right.
Yeah,
back to Super Bowl.
back to Super Bowl. It was
a great game. I mean, the first half was slow.
It was slow.
It was very defensive. Yeah. But
the second half
ending
was awesome.
It was awesome.
I mean, the fact that it went into overtime, the amount of twists and turns that game took, right? Yeah. Like the Niners are pretty much not necessarily dominating, but like kind of had a solid. I mean, it was only 10 points, but like it's still like they felt in control. Yeah. And the second half, everything turns on its head, especially after the punt, which was a semi-muff punt, but it was really off the guy's leg. So, like, he had to pick it up anyway.
That was tough. That was a tough tie.
But then
that
Niners
was a,
come
that
back.
That was a shifter.
Then the Niners came back and answered. You're like, cool.
And they went up.
They take the lead, but then you get Mahomes
making this
run. You
can't give Mahomes a minute 40.
Dude, he rides. I thought they were going to score. I thought the game was over right there. I was like, these guys are going to score a touchdown. And then when they held him again, I'm like, dude, it was one of those things that, like,
the thing is,
you really appreciate defenses.
100%.
Because
he
was obviously magical.
Mahomes so many times. That's the problem.
At the end of the game, like, it's insane. It's so hard. But, like, it truly, like, it was a great defensive Super Bowl. Like,
absolutely.
The 49ers defense was, and they lost some guys. Dude, the Greenlaw injury was so devastating
was
in terms
that
of,
was
like,
tough.
How it happened and, like, just, like, terrible. But, like, dude, they held him. I mean, they held him scoreless for a long time. And the Chiefs defense, too. Like, Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. That's the
like,
thing.
They've
they
set up all year. And,
to do.
You know, great defense. And then at the end, you know, you've got that, and then it comes down to 3 seconds left. They run the play.
It's just
unfortunate. Score a touch, game-winning touchdown. It's like,
it's
and
unfortunate that the 49ers did play a very good game.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just, again, and it's been kind of the tail sign of the Chiefs all year. Nothing to take away from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But teams have beat themselves against the Chiefs, too.
Yeah. This
McCaffrey
one,
fumble in the beginning of the game was another big one. They were driving right down. That was points right there. The blocked extra point. The fumble off the leg. Those three plays right there. Huge.
The extra point
in the outcome
very
of that
tough.
Game. Especially
very
that
tough.
It was a tie ball game.
Yeah.
The extra point alone.
No, the extra point was actually one of the
avoids
biggest points.
A 3-point game.
Yeah, 100%.
Which then they were able to tie it at the end. That changes the whole way you're going into that.
You're making them have
you're
to
going
score
for it on fourth
time.
Yeah, you're going for it every time on fourth down. And yeah, I mean, you get the stop and you don't let them get in the end zone. That game's over, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as well of a game that obviously Mahomes played and the Chiefs defense played, the 49ers really did kick themselves a little bit in that game. And those little things, we saw it as in the Finns season all year long, where when you play good teams, those small mistakes end up costing you the game.
Well, it's Kyle Shanahan just continues to like be on the wrong side of history in terms of now he's all three of his Super Bowl losses are being up by 10 or more, including the famous Patriots Falcons one. But like both against the Chiefs, they're both times up 10 at halftime.
Yeah, it's tough.
And they
felt bad for him when they showed him on the TV. I was like,
yeah,
could see the pain.
Yeah, he was so close. I mean, they had it. And the thing is, I knew once they didn't score a touchdown in overtime, I'm like,
this game is tough.
But then they're holding, the time was running out. I'm like, all right, maybe we're gonna have a double overtime game. Maybe this guy's thing paid off because it was the first time we got that rule that both teams had full possession, even
to
with
that.
Touchdown or not. I know a lot of things were said, like the Niners even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why take it? You know, like, but at the end of the day, like they score a touchdown there, and it's like, whatever, you set yourself up to either, you know, have them either tie you or try to go for the win and lose, or if they tie you, you can just kick a field goal for the win.
Right.
So it's kind of like both sides. I mean, in hindsight, you're like, oh, why did they get in second? Whatever. But it's really it's Mahomes and the Chiefs, and Andy Reid may called some crazy, like that fourth and
Andy
one.
Andy Reid's a beast.
Mahomes run, like that play was
an perfect
insane,
play call.
A perfect,
the perfect play call.
And it, you know, they're a dynasty. It sucks. We're living through two AFC dynasties. We've obviously had the Pats.
Yep.
Now we've got the Chiefs. Both AFC. It sucks.
No, the next year's here. But I really do. But to go back to that point about the whole players not knowing about the about the overtime.
I had no idea, by the way. I had no idea.
I didn't know that was a rule until I saw it on the TV.
When they kept saying the both side thing, I'm like, yeah, yeah, you kick a field goal and they well, now when get they a said chance,
the
like,
new
no,
overtime rules, I thought they were talking about the ones that we've been playing like with year. All year long in the regular season. But I didn't know that it was now touchdown doesn't end the game.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Which is clearly what the players didn't know either.
Yeah.
But the more crazy part about it was that two things. One, that the 49ers didn't practice that all week.
I know, and the Chiefs did, dude.
Three times in practice. By the way, the Chiefs practiced that situation.
They were going to go for two.
Like, and that was the next point I was going to make. And then on top of it, right, because then Shanahan's argument was, well, I wanted the ball first because I wanted to get the ball the third time.
Yeah.
Basically saying, we'll score, we'll hold them, and then we'll get the ball, and then we continue, yeah. You know, we control our own destiny. And the Chiefs were like, well, you were never going to get that chance because if we scored a touchdown and you scored a touchdown, we were going for two and we were going to end it there.
That's crazy. Can you imagine that? I actually
two-point conversion.
I just wish
Andy Reid had the best play call in the world, obviously, yeah, for that situation.
100%. But, like, I just wish that the Niners actually did score a touchdown so we can see it come down to a two-point conversion.
Yeah.
If it comes down to two-point conversion, this is an already great Super Bowl. It even takes to that next level of
that,
like,
would have elevated
the,
it.
One of the ballsiest calls if it hits.
Absolutely. Because if you don't hit, then you're like, why did you make that call?
Yeah.
You know? But that is something that in that situation, I think we got someone raising their hand in the crowd. Uh-huh. Yes, question.
Yes.
Are we putting Andy Reid in, like, the Belichick kind of
absolutely
conversation?
Well,
right now?
I don't even think it's a no.
Maybe not Belichick himself, but we're putting him in that S tier of coaches.
No, I put him in the A tier. There's only two people in the S tier. It's Don Shula and Bill Belichick. That's it. There's no one else. Those are the top dogs. A tier is the Reeds.
Andy's already gone over Don Shula's.
Hey, shut your mouth over there, all right?
Don
Shula's the most winningest coach of all time. He's got an undefeated season. He's the GOAT. Shula.
I think Reed is up there, man.
I think Reed is a top five coach, 100%. I just, for me, to the S tier, I think that it's so limited because it's just, for me, it's too bad.
I agree.
Bill and it's Shula. Like,
okay,
for
here's
me.
My follow-up. Does he get enough credit for creating this dynasty?
I think he absolutely does.
He's brought
the
best out of Mahomes and the fact that he lets Mahomes play Mahomes style.
I think he gets
a lot
of
coaches wouldn't let Mahomes do that.
Yeah.
So you give him that. And then on top of it, he puts the ball in his hands in the positions that matter the most. Whether that's with his legs or with his arm.
What's crazy is that people forget, like, how good the Chiefs were with Alex Smith. Like,
yeah,
like 100%. Before, obviously they didn't win a Super Bowl, but, like, they were still very, very good with Alex Smith.
Mahomes
and then obviously
a playoff team.
He
they made the playoffs before Mahomes started.
Yeah, exactly. Mahomes made him a champion.
But also, the team has progressively gotten worse on the offensive side, and he's continued to be Mahomes.
No, 100%. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I also
awesome. Think, yeah, I think that's credit to, again, Andy Reid.
Yeah, and
now is four Super Bowls?
Three.
He made it with the Eagles, but he didn't win.
He should have won with the Eagles, too.
He's
3-2.
That was like
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
That was just a sick team, bro. Sorry,
that's one of fair teams, bro.
I was rooting. That was against the Pats, no?
Yeah.
And that's Terrell Owens.
With a broken leg played. Yeah.
That's that was a great Super Bowl. That was a heartbreaker for the Eagles.
Yeah. But yeah, no, listen, I think Andy
Reid
is six.
Awesome.
Belly's got six. No, the Belichick and Shula are in a class of their own.
My argument is, and it's kind of to that Alex Smith point, is like, look at how the wheels fell off without Brady. You know, like, not to take anything away from Belichick, but I also understand the times and the seasons are different and the game is different and the coaching styles are different. I get that. But I think there's something to be said that Brady won a Super Bowl right after without Belichick. Nothing to take away from Belichick. But it does dilute a little bit of Belichick's power as a coach. I think it's, again, there's so many moving pieces to it. And Belichick is still part of the S category.
Yeah.
But because of what Andy Reid's been able to do, like to Pooch's point, and be able to build that dynasty, I think that's powerful. AFC stacked, bro.
But think what they ran through. But you can also kind of use the same argument in terms of, one, Andy Reid only won once he got him a Mahomes, who's now considered the possible GOAT.
He never
felt
like a bad team. He always had a team that could
100%. Yeah, 100%. You can make the same argument like I was making with the Brady situation.
Yeah, with Belichick, I mean, yes, this year, really, I mean, they're almost snuck into the playoffs. Like, they made the playoffs like 2 years ago, I think, without Brady.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, Andy Reid retires tomorrow, like, Mahomes could still win another Super Bowl. not again, not taking
away from either one of them. I get what you're saying. I get
but like it's the same type of argument. They both got legendary quarterback. Don Shula did it with Brian Griese, or sorry, not Brian Griese. Bob Griese. Getting injured on the first week, still let him undefeated.
Yeah.
Go. but
until someone gets an undefeated record, it's hard to argue that.
And also, I mean, it's, until Bill breaks his record, he's still the most winningest coach, which is insane that it's held up this long.
That is
insane. And they had less games, you know what I mean?
Like shorter seasons.
It's so, I think, once again, I actually really love Andy Reid. Yeah. I put him in that A tier for sure. I just think, like,
who else is in that A tier?
Probably like I have a hot take. Vince Lombardi.
Okay, okay.
Mike Tomlin's a
never
B.
Had a losing record.
I put him in the B tier. Until Tomlin's he got until
two
he
Super
gets
Bowls?
One.
But until he get Tomlin's, I love Tomlin. I wish he was the Dolphins coach. We almost got him years back. But Tomlin for me is just because he's not even really close to the ending. Like Andy Reid's probably got a few more years, and Belichick's been here for a while. Shula's obviously retired. Tomlin still has a chance to. Dude, honestly, Tomlin could get to
this
year.
Tomlin's not even old yet. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
He's still got plenty. Yeah,
but
the question
the
is, does he want to
so
keep
young
coaching?
And he's in the B tier already.
Does he
want
to keep
crazy.
Coaching? That's my question. I don't know if he will continue to coach for another 30 years, 20
Maybe
years.
Maybe not like that, but he's got another 10 for sure at least. And he can, I mean, he still hasn't lost. I can see him leaving the Steelers one point.
Pete Carroll
I don't know.
The Seahawks. I think that was
Yeah, Pete Carroll's another one I'd probably put in the B tier.
Did he officially leave the Seahawks, though? Or is he still part of the administration?
He's like in the front office or something. But, yeah, I don't know who else I would put in the A tier. I know there's still...
Harbaugh?
No.
Is he in the Tomlin category?
I'd probably put him in the Tomlin category.
Like current coaches right now, or...
just overall.
No,
like,
it's overall.
NFL.
Jimmy Johnson's up there.
See, Jimmy Johnson's in A tier.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jimmy Johnson's in A tier.
Who was the coach for the Steelers before Mike Tomlin?
It was
Bill Cowher.
Cowher.
He's up there in A. He's A. He's two Super Bowls?
Yeah, I'd probably get him close to there at least.
He's
they had a little dominant run there, too, with Big Ben.
Yeah. Once again, I still think Andy Reid, and honestly, if Andy Reid probably wins one more, he's probably in that S tier. I mean, he's going to have four Super Bowls. It's like, you know what I mean? But, who knows? Maybe by the end he will get there. But I just think for me, it's so hard to compare anybody to Belichick or Shula in terms of, everything they've done for not only just the game, but like their records kind of speak for themselves. And so,
it is crazy that Belichick will not be a head coach this year.
I know. That is crazy.
That is actually wild. A guy with that caliber of
the thing
success.
With him, the thing with him is that if you pick...
He only interviewed for one team, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the Falcons. It's just because you bring in a Belichick, he's running the team. Like so a lot of people don't want that. Yeah. They're like, all right, listen, like this is still like, I want my GM and I want this and that. Belichick comes in, it's his show. Like it's his way or the highway. I mean, Kraft had a huge influence, obviously, in Boston, but like, it was Belichick. Belichick ran that thing like a type chip.
I don't think Belichick needs a team that already has like a solidified QB. Like I don't think he can go on a team where he has to build up.
Yeah. I mean, I saw him maybe going to like a Charger situation, which is why the Harbaugh situation also.
They said he retires and Bill Belichick steps into the Chiefs.
Dude, that'd be a nightmare.
I'd throw up.
That'd be
everywhere.
A nightmare. I don't know if he'd be a good fit there, but he'd just have
the coaching style is definitely not.
He would
the
just
same.
Foster in Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know if he'd fit there, but I'm sure I could probably win a game with the Chiefs. So like if you just told me to go out there, I can probably win a game with that team. So, it just kind of sucks. As much as like I said, it's like Cavs are the worst team ever.
Great football season.
Overall, the Finns still a blast of a season until really the injuries and all that. But like, it's still football's still the best sport in the world. It's, no matter what, it's entertaining. It's electric. The drama is built. And it's still
NFL's elite.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. No matter what, how much pain it caused me. I
wanted to add two things before we ended on football.
Yeah.
Was one, it makes me feel better as a Dolphins fan that we lost to the Super Bowl champs.
Fair. And we were there.
So that makes me actually feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
And second, a guy that does not get enough credit is Steve Sarkisian, who won against the number one, number two, number four, number six offense in the playoffs and held them to basically an average of 17 points a game when they were averaging over 28 points a game.
No, you're thinking of... I know who's
Sarkisian.
No, it's Spags, I think.
Or Spags. Isn't it Sarkisian?
No, Sarkisian's the
Oh, am I saying the wrong guy?
You're saying a real person, but...
Yeah, but am I not saying it?
Yeah, it's Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo, my bad.
Sarkisian is the...
Yeah.
The Texas guy, I think.
Yes. You're right. Spags. He...
Nuts.
Deserves...
A ton of
credit. Mm-hmm. For the offenses that he won against. He won against Lamar. He won against Tua. And an explosive offense with Cheetah. He won against Josh Allen. He won against Purdy, who had a great year, and McCaffrey, who had a great year.
It's crazy.
Offensive player of the year, offensive player number two, and Cheetah, who I think got snubbed, but whatever.
He doesn't get injured, he wins.
Yeah, exactly. But what they were able to do against those offenses and with that defense, you have to give them a ton of credit. Everyone's always going to talk about Mahomes.
100%.
But what that defense was able to do is impressive. That's the thing that carried them all year long.
100%.
All year long.
And it's like, I mean, I actually saw something like obviously the Chiefs, they seemed to be off this year.
Yeah.
And they just rip off casually.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally the hardest road to a championship ever, like according to like, what is it, like DVOA or whatever. Like, yeah, like you said, us, Ravens, Bills, two of the three on the road. Really three of the four on the road because the Super Bowl's in Vegas.
Yep.
And then the only home game was in -4 degrees.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? So like, and then they're playing they only played good teams and they beat every single one. So, listen, at the end of the day, credit to the Chiefs, they're a dynasty, they're nasty.
Yeah.
We'll see
them next year in the AFC Championship.
We just have to put up with them, but yeah, we'll see them next year.
Can't wait, Max.
Can't wait.
Right. That was a hell of a season.
Hell of a season.
But we had Waste Management this weekend. So
yeah.
Waste Management this weekend was a little bit of a shit show, to say the least. Between the weather, between the fans, just between the overall actual tournament in itself, it was a legitimate Waste Management shit show. Like, for lack of a better term, like it was a disaster from day one. I wouldn't say the ending was awesome.
Yeah.
But besides Sunday, Thursday through Saturday was a mess.
A mess. And like, even now you're hearing, I mean, well, Sunday really was a mess in terms of like.
True. Sunday led with a little bit of a mess.
Golfers were kind of just like fed up at that point because the fans were so hammered and so disruptive that they're just like, they had enough by Sunday. And then plus you add on to the fact all the delays and stuff, they're probably already kind of pissed.
Yeah, there's definitely frustration already.
This is the first time because, like, obviously all the Waste Managements, you know they're rowdy, you know they're crazy, but you've never seen the reaction like this in terms of, like, golfers were pissed. Yeah. Like, they were like, dude.
Zach Johnson said something. Billy Horschel said something.
Spieth got pissed at someone on 18.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody else who like there was something, like, there's a chance that, you know, the Waste Management's always going to be a blast. There's a chance a lot of big guys skip it. Like, because it's not an elevated event.
Guys skip it, and they might change the dynamic of that tournament. 100%.
Unfortunately. But, for example, like this year, like, Hovland, Xander, Cantlay, Finau,
Morikawa,
they all skipped it. Rory, you know, they all skipped it. And, like, if it's going to be just as crazy as this time, like, people are going to be like, why are we playing this?
Yeah.
It's in right smack in between two elevated events now.
Yep.
There's not elevated. And it's like, I'm just gonna take this week off to practice, and it sucks because the Waste Management is such a blast.
It is,
but like it's
and it is good for golf.
It was unhinged. It was awesome. I wish I was there, but like it was so unhinged that if I'm a golfer, like, because like at the end of the day, like,
well, that's what we were talking about last episode. It was like, because we were talking about the whole thing of LIV and Waste Management,
but
and it's like
that,
what LIV is doing is like the exaggeration. What happened this weekend was the exaggeration.
Yeah. Because, like, nothing, like, this, like, there aren't streakers and stuff at LIV. Like, people were, like, getting arrested in the middle of the
guy
the
did
course.
A freaking snow angel in
yeah,
the middle
yeah,
of a bunker ex- on
exactly.
16.
Like, here's the thing with golf, and it's, like, fans could actually have an impact on the game in terms of, like, if you're talking to someone's backswing or you're like, fucking around and this guy's about to take a thing, you're like,
yeah!
Like, you throw that guy completely off and you can ruin, like,
tempo,
momentum and tempo 100%. And that guy's... Well, whatever, like, in football, like, you can get as drunk and loud as you want. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Any other sport, really, it doesn't really matter.
Well, you're also not right up in their face.
Well, that's the thing. You're so close, too. Like, the access that you have to some of these players is crazy.
It's awesome.
So, it's amazing. And what makes waste management is that you get that, it's like that rare event that you are able to get loud at the right moments, right? After the shot, crazy good shots. They're booing people.
Exactly.
Like that's great. Yeah, that part's
great.
That
stuff's great for
games. It's just the part of like if you're interfering, it's like, I get why they're pissed. It sucks because all it's going to do is lead people to not play it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not going to change. Like, it's going to still be the term that drinks the most.
Of course.
And they even cut off alcohol.
Yeah, that's about
crazy.
To say. Yeah.
But I don't know. It looks like a rowdy town. I would love to still go.
Absolutely.
But like, I'm actually more worried about the tournament in general in terms of like this could affect it long term in terms of people just batting out of it. Unless they make an elevated event, then people are like, screw it, I'll play in these elements. But
I don't know if they can make it an elevated event with how much is on the line in terms of like how much can you really control the fans. I mean, they cut out alcohol. They had to tell people that they couldn't get in because it was just basically max capacity.
Yeah.
So, which is a good thing, right? You're getting the attendance, which is fucking awesome. But the reality is, if you're going to have that many people come in and then you're not having control over them, that's where obviously it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how you fix that because to your point, you're right up on the fans.
Yeah.
You can walk around with a beer everywhere. The grandstands are pretty much
slammed.
Not only are they slammed, they're freaking everywhere. And they're 5-6 stories tall, filling hundreds of thousands of people everywhere. It's like, that's a hard thing to manage. And you can't tell someone they can't have a beer on a Saturday
And they shouldn't do that. It's just like, people just have to essentially, you just got to bank on the fact that hopefully, like, they're still going to get hammered and still have a good time. You just got to also be like semi-respectful in terms of like, hey, let's not do it while the guy's about to swing.
But what do you think has happened that, because this tournament's been that way and the reputation is there. Obviously, the game of golf has grown.
I think it keeps growing. And it's just like, the stories of waste management just continue to grow each year in terms of like more, you know, it's really a lot of college kids.
Younger demographic, which again is good for the game. Yeah. But it's good for the game from an exposure side. Yeah. But how much of it is actually good for the game in terms of it being meaningful towards the game?
I mean, just some of these stories that, like I said, it's just the exposure. And like, it helped that Scotty's won it back-to-back years before this year. So you've got a big name winning it. And a lot of big names still, most of them play.
Yeah.
But it's just whether, if you lose that, then it's kind of screwed. Then it just becomes a tournament that only people just get hammered at.
Yeah. I mean, from a qualifying standpoint, it's a great tournament to win. You get your card up until 2025, you qualify for Masters Open. You know, there's a lot of incentive to get the guys to play because they know. But to your point, these guys already have their card for ages, you know, these bigger names. So that is not enough. They're in every major already.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be some of these smaller guys that are going to be like, yeah, I have everything on the line. And that does diminish the quality of that tournament, unfortunately, because you have some huge names playing that. And you can tell a lot of the players do embrace it, too.
Yeah. And, like, look at the names on the lead, like, the top 10. There's still a lot of big names there, and they're all fighting really till the end. But, you know, it just also sucked because of the storm. The weather also played a part,
of course,
in terms of like
emotion, frustration.
And then there's just so many delays. Like, I mean, it ended up finishing during the Super Bowl, which at that point, I don't know who was watching. On the side.
I swear to God, first quarter started and I had the waste management on.
That's impressive. I had the Super Bowl on.
I had to see what happened.
I had it on the phone.
I was out here, that's why, and I don't have two, like, I couldn't get two TVs out here. So I had it on there, and then I would walk inside to go see what was happening. But when I saw it was like a 0-0 game, I'm like, I'm not missing anything. So I kept the. It was an awesome finish.
It was an awesome finish.
Two playoff holes.
Awesome finish. I feel bad for Hoffman, but.
Yeah, Hoffman and Taylor were back and forth. But Taylor just was electric with that putter at the end, and he wasn't missing a putt.
No.
He wasn't missing a putt. So. I mean, it's good to see other names winning.
Yeah.
I mean, has any big name won this year yet?
What's
the biggest name with a win this year so far?
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest name.
Yeah. So, a lot of golf to be played,
but yeah. I mean, listen, we've got an elevated event this week, so everyone's playing. Yep. The top dogs. The return of the GOAT is this weekend. But yeah, now when we start getting really more into those, like the elevated events are going to have everybody.
Yeah.
And so, and this Genesis is a fun one because it's like, you know, it's, I mean, waste management, I always see it as the kickoff to really like golf season. Like, sure, there's like the Hawaii swing and obviously the, obviously that's the kickoff. But for me, it's like waste management is the first like big event. I would hate for that to go away. I hope it's still as big of an event and crazy an event. Just like maybe just not as crazy that people hate it. Like hate playing there. But yeah, the Genesis is a fun one because it's like it's a smaller field, but it's a smaller field of the top guys. It's Tiger's event. So
anything that involves Tiger automatically brings that and views up to here.
Exactly. And so I mean 100% like everyone's gonna be watching him. He's paired up with JT. So it's gonna be a good time.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah. So and he just dropped Sunday Reds. Right. So like the hype for Tiger right now is
The timing is great.
Man, I'm rocking. I'm head to toe in Tiger right now. So,
exactly. I'm,
you know,
Pickle Brand. Got you.
Yeah.
Right here with the go with Tiger.
But yeah, so it's an awesome event. It's gonna be cool. And I think honestly, like, I mean, again, it's a lot of big names, but I can see some sneaking up.
Yeah, no, it's anybody's tournament. The way the game of golf is going right now.
Yeah,
it's something that I think just makes the game 10 times better because any given tournament, you really don't know who's gonna win. There's not like a true favorite. Which also, going back to your GOAT statement on Tiger Woods, and I do think the field was a little bit different, but it just shows how dominant Tiger was. That guy was just winning tournament after tournament after tournament. And the closest thing that we've seen to it is actually Scottie Scheffler, I want to say.
Yeah, but it's even crazy that like...
But he's nowhere even near.
Scottie would still need to be like, it's what, like 10 more years even reach like Tiger's like number one status. So, like,
it's not even that. It's the fact of how dominant consistently in a row. Did was basically a 10th, maybe a third, maybe at max of the run that Tiger went. Tiger's run went year after year of just being, if he wasn't first, he was second or third. And it was crazy, nothing else in between.
Oh, the amount of, the amount of times that Tiger's won. And if he doesn't get injured, I truly believe he takes all the records. Here's actually a question. Do you think he will win again?
I didn't think I didn't think he can win again, but then he won and won the Masters when a lot of people thought he was done because of the injuries. It's always when it goes down.
I'll never doubt him. I think he can. It's so hard.
And he said it himself. He's like, I am not going to play if I don't think I can win.
Yeah.
And I do believe that out of Tiger. Tiger is not going to put himself in a situation to get out there and play if he doesn't think he can compete. And one, also, if his body also can handle that again. Yeah. Right?
He's looking way better.
He looks lean as crap.
He's looking way better.
He looks in great shape. He's obviously playing golf, a lot of golf in between, right?
Yeah.
But it's that competitive golf. It's that 4 days in a row of like your body going through that and the rehab. Like, I think that's his biggest thing.
Yeah.
But you have Tiger in contention on a Sunday.
Everyone's watching.
Not only is everyone watching,
but he hasn't.
Imagine his pressure of anyone on that
for
field.
Going up against him. Yeah.
The intimidation for factor sure, 100%. Of Tiger. That's the only thing that Tiger needs. He needs it because that's where he struggled. He'll play good golf, but it's been hard for him to keep up to stay in contention.
Oh, he looks like he's walking normal again. Like that dude, you see him like limping on the field. He's not, like you said, he's not as intimidating. Yeah. Obviously, it's affecting his play. Like
is the first tournament we're gonna see him since when? In competitive golf.
What, the Open, I think?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't think he played at all last year.
No. He played a little bit, but not much. We didn't really see much of
He played the Open was the last one.
Yeah. So I do think we'll see a lot of who Tiger is right now. And then obviously I think he said that he's committing to 5 or 6, like we said last time, right? Yeah. So I mean, hopefully this is the first one that we see him and he played well in this tournament that we'll see a good amount of who he is as a player right now, but I'm hoping we can see him win again.
It'd be unreal.
Yeah, I really don't know. Do I think he can attend? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think the field right now is just so competitive.
I know.
That's crazy. It's not a matter of can Tiger do it? It's a matter of can he withstand these all this talent on the field right now.
It's crazy.
If it's not just you and one guy, you're competing with 7-8 guys that are right there in the
probably
mix.
Even more, dude.
You know, it's with like, 5-6 holes left in every tournament. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it in every tournament.
Right, and especially the majors when you've got some live guys in there, right? You got Brooks, DJ, Liv Bryson, like
you got Rom, you got DeChambeau, DJ, Cam Smith.
Dude, it's that golf is
Kepka.
Golf is in such an amazing spot right now.
Yeah.
It's like it's unreal. That like Corey. You said, like, there's so many guys. Like you know, that's it makes it special because it really makes it hard. Like obviously what Scotty does is crazy because Scotty's almost in every single tournament.
Yeah.
But then you know, you've got like there does seem to be way more stars. And there seems to be way more of those like B-listers in terms of like you know who the A-listers are. It's the Scotties, Rorys, the Hovs, the Roms. But you've also got the B-listers and the C-listers who are making names for themselves. Like Sahith Theegala is a big one. Like he's someone who's got into that B tier.
Oh yeah,
and he's contending,
and he's going to be climbing fast.
Wyndham Clark, he won a major, but he's probably still in that B list. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's in the B list is like shows how good that can be. Like you know what I mean? So it's a good time to be a golf fan.
Theegala is a guy to fucking keep a close eye on this year.
I think he's got a good shot this weekend too.
He's playing fucking good golf, man.
I like Theegala this week. I like JT this week. I'm gonna pick Hovland every week. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But I love Hovland, Cantlay, and Xander specifically, and Finau, and more. Honestly, anybody who skipped the waste management, really liked them this week. They didn't have to deal with all the mayhem. They didn't have to deal with playing 54 holes in a day.
Yep.
Like you know what I mean? Like that wears on you.
Absolutely.
And so these guys, all they did was practice.
Yeah.
And so they kind of got a leg up. So I actually like a lot of those guys. But I do still like Sahith this week. I like JT. And then, I mean, I like Tiger to make some noise. Maybe like a top 20 appearance.
I'd love that. Yeah. I'd love that. I would love to see. So with the whole Sunday
red. Sunday reds. Yeah, yeah.
Is he going to only wear red now?
On Sunday.
Only so it's still,
I think,
so
I don't know.
Is it Sunday red?
I don't know.
I know that's the
we'll
brand
find
name.
Out Thursday. But
because he's going to have to wear his brand now. So the brand is in partnership with TaylorMade, right? Or is it its own standalone brand?
I think it's his brand, but
TaylorMade is like, I guess, behind it at some capacity or partnering up with it. Because I could have sworn I saw something with TaylorMade.
Let's see. Sunday Red. Just says Sunday Red. But I think he is doing TaylorMade. In terms of, I think, like...
Or maybe they're just, like, a sponsor and something else, and they're just
supporting
him.
Yeah, I think they're sponsoring... Like, I think his balls are TaylorMade. But I think this is just him. Like, I think it's just Sunday Red. Damn, I want that glove. Sick. I'm going to buy so much gear.
Oh, like, yeah, it's sick. Everyone's sickening. Bank account is going to be lost. Yeah. I wonder what Tiger golf...
So sick. Because
he repped Nike, but he had his own Tiger brand.
Oh, I'm wearing it. Yeah, look at this, the TW.
I wonder what he did in revenue in that, and how long before he can hit that himself with his own brand. Because I think he could do it relatively quickly.
How much money?
You know who probably has that stat? That guy Joe Papaliano. I don't know if you follow him. He's like all about the business side of.
Okay, I've got as close as
okay.
It. Tiger Woods' nearly three-decade partnership with Nike Incorporated, which generated about $660 million for the golf legend, has come to an end.
Over three decades.
For himself, he made $660 million.
That's what the Tiger Woods brand made? $660 million?
That's what he made.
Divided by...
So the brand probably made... More than that.
Oh, that's what he made.
That's what he made.
Personally. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's what he made.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, that's, I mean.
Divided by what? By 30, you said? It's 3 decades?
Yeah, essentially nearly 3 decades, but yeah.
Let's see. Divided by 30. So he was averaging about $22 million a year.
It's crazy.
Just off his brand. So Nike was probably making a couple bill off of that. So that's going to hurt Nike. Obviously.
Oh, for sure it's going to hurt Nike.
That's going to hurt Nike.
It's going to hurt him. And, dude, it's also, like, what's hurting Nike, too, is that a lot of these guys are going to these other brands. Like, Jason Day went to Melbourne.
Yeah, that was a big one, too.
Someone, I mean, Hov just went to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Hov is,
Isn't he?
He's not Puma. He was Nike, but
is he Puma?
I feel like he is. I mean, I know he's Jay Lindenberg, but
I wonder why they're dropping out of Nike.
He's Puma. Puma shoes, at least. Yeah. So he's Puma shoes. And he's got Jay Lindenberg. He's got Ping. He's got a bunch of things.
Yeah. But, he's probably got a couple.
The one who I know who's still Nike is Rory and Scotty Brooks.
Scotty, yeah.
But, like, yeah, like some people have just left. Like, I mean, Jason Day, I'm pretty sure, was Nike. Left to Melbourne.
Yeah, he's Melbourne.
Somebody else left that. I don't know if they left Nike, but I think they went to. I forgot who it was, but
we gotta get a guy on some merch.
I know we tour. Do. We do need to get a merch guy.
We
on
need
tour.
A merch guy. We got like a Camilo or a Joaquin. The thing is, Joaquin's live.
Yeah. By the way, I also love Griot this week.
Ooh.
Griot.
Yeah,
Griot. Grillo. I love Grillo this week.
Did he play Waste Management this week?
He did,
right?
Yeah.
Camilo was in contention this week too, by the way, for a little bit there. He was floating at 10 under. He got a little hot there at the end. Gotta show some love to our Latino golfers out there.
Oh yeah.
Because there's a lot of good talent out there. The one that won the Puerto Rico Open, which is also coming up, was Nico Echeverria.
Mm-hmm.
A young guy too. He has been playing some really good golf too. Expect him to be in contention this year. He's kind of been floating around, and he's like a name that I've been looking at ever since he won the Puerto Rico Open, because I believe he's Colombian, if I want to say.
I think so.
I've been monitoring him, and he's always in the mix. Like, he might not be top 10, but for being a young guy that's just getting his feet wet on the tour, he's top 30, and he'll have those random 64s that he'll shoot. If he could put it all together for four rounds, he's another name that I think can kind of pop out of nowhere. That he's just one of those more under the radar guys. But there is it's just deep. It's deep. But having a guy like Tiger in the field, it just enhances everything. It enhances everything. But yeah, I think golf's in such an awesome spot. I'm hyped for it, and we're just getting started. So I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff that we're going to do, which actually going off of that, we are going to hopefully it ends up happening, but we might play a round on the simulator of the upcoming PGA National course. So we'll keep you updated on the details of that. Make sure to stay up to date on socials and all that, because we probably will be doing something there at Pinecrest Performance Gym here in Miami. So we'll keep you posted on that, because that'll be a cool little content segment that we might be putting out there.
Yeah.
And then obviously we'll be doing something at the Cognizant Classic, so stay tuned on that.
It's going to be awesome.
And there's probably going to be some other tournaments that we're going to do. We're still trying to iron out some other details, but I'm excited about golf this year. I think a lot of people are excited about golf this year. So if you have golf questions, anything that you want to see in the golf space, let us know. Pooch, you got anything over there? I can't really see you.
Yeah, no, I'm like blinded today.
There he is. you got anything in the golf world? Nothing?
I just want to hit a consistent driver.
Yeah, I think we all do. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for March. Yeah, March is going to be a big month for golf.
For sure.
Perfect time to transition out of football. But that's pretty much it for today. I saw the Heat won today without our guys. We put a nice little ass whooping on the Bucks today.
Hey, Nikola Jovic, 24.
Yeah, 24 and 7 from Jovic. I just saw that. That's pretty awesome to see. Duncan. Hopefully, we can get a guy like him going. Duncan, obviously.
A lot of Bam. Bam triple double. I like that. Duncan, I think I had like 20.
Speaking about triple doubles, did you see Wemby's triple double yesterday with 10 blocks?
The white side triple double.
What a monster, bro.
He might win defensive player of the year.
Speaking about white side, he retired today.
Oh, yeah, he did.
RIP Whiteside. RIP. RIP to your basketball.
Dude, Whiteside was a clown, but he was. Yeah.
I hated when we paid him. I knew he was going to suck.
He's boys with Khaled. like best friends. I don't know why. They're just BFFs.
Because they're both hilarious.
Yeah, like, I guess. Like they. Oh, the block is hot. We got choppers on the block.
We gotta cut it in.
All right.
See you next week. But Panthers keep rolling.
Yeah, Cats. We'll do some more Cats talk. We'll catch a game. Maybe we'll do something at a game.
That'd be cool. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah. But we're almost at the midway point, so that's good there. I think we'll see. You know, where the season will start to become more of a significance as the year goes on.
Yeah.
Still just so much left in both of those seasons.
Yeah.
You know, there's little to talk about, but I do like where both teams are at right now. I really do. I do like where both teams are at. I think we're in striking distance.
And yeah, the Heat, and we got very lucky that Terry escaped with not a big injury.
That would have been bad.
You know, against the Celtics on Sunday, like, people were scared that he tore his ACL, and it came out. I think it's a sprain, which is good. So he's going to be out a little bit, but he'll be back. Obviously, Jimmy's dealing with the death of the family, so he's out, and we're still beating the brakes off the Bucks. So
it's what we do.
It's what we do. Yeah, RC, the Heat don't start the playoffs. Like, for us, it's just like getting in the playoffs, seeing the Super Bowl, and the last two times the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Good point.
Heat went to the finals, so we'll see you in the finals.
Lock that in. Easy dub.
Oh, wait, before you leave, got any golf locks this week? Who's your favorite?
That's tough.
Besides Thigala, because I know you like Thigala.
I love Thigala. I think it's tough for a guy like him and somebody like even Scheffler to contend this week, considering the brutal Sunday they had.
It's tough.
But again, do I think they have the capability to do it? 1,000%. I wouldn't be surprised. Are they high on my list? No. I like a guy like JT this weekend, but again, he was kind of part in that, and I think it's a good point that anyone that didn't play. The one that I actually do really like this week is Morikawa.
Yeah, I like
Morikawa a lot this week. He's been playing really good. Again, his irons are sharp. If he can be the putter that we've seen him to be in the past, I really, 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 really like him.
Yeah. You know who's been really off? He's been Homa.
Homa has not found his stride yet.
But Homa did miss the cut, so at least he's going to have a bit more.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, and it's a home course scenario. Same with Morikawa, both California guys.
All it takes is one of these tournaments to get these guys going. Yeah,
100%.
I'm trying to see who else is in the field this weekend. Let me see if it pulls up here. Because I want a little dark horse pick here. I do like Morikawa as, like, big name favorite. If I had to pick a dark horse, let me see. I also like Jason Day. I really do. He's playing good golf right now too. I really like him. But let's see. I want a little, like, out there pick right now.
Grillo.
I really like him this week.
I actually really do like him this week. It'd be sick if he wins. We get to see him at Cognizant.
You know who was a little dark? I'm gonna go with a Corey Connors, Canadian.
Funny you say that. I actually know somebody who like I was reading up a lot on the tournament. There's somebody actually really loves Corey Connors.
I think we could go back to back Canadian winners.
That'd
be wild. They travel well too as fans.
They do. Fuck Canada.
I know. I don't want to go that route, but I really like it.
Corey Connors,
in terms of Latinos on the field, it's only Grillo. So,
hey, we're riding with Grillo.
Grillo.
Let's go, baby.
Emiliano, Argentinian.
And he's top 30 in the FedEx standings.
Yeah, no, he's been playing well.
He played well.
He's going to be our representation this weekend, so we're rooting hard for him.
Facts.
So, yeah, those are my guys this week.
Fire.
I like that.
Fire. All right, cool.
We'll see what happens, but it'll be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Weather, I would assume, is going to be good there.
Hopefully.
Right?
Well, Pebble was like, I mean, Pebble.
True. The weather in the West Coast lately, which crazy. Is usually like, like Arizona doesn't get that type of weather.
Yeah.
They got the weirdest weather this week, so hopefully it's good this weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think we're wrapped up for today. So, thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Again, if you guys ever have questions, definitely shoot them our way. Subscribe, share, comment.
Everything.
Everything. Do it all. Appreciate you guys.
Peace.